now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Some announcements as we wrap up Inside Central Oregon for this week. Dave Clemens here, and join me after Neighbor Impact's Foodie Crawl tonight. I'll be at McMinimum's. I'm just doing sound there. I don't know if I'll actually get to say anything or not, but they always have a great event after the Foodie Crawl. Neighbor Impact's Foodie Crawl is today. Thanks to U.S. Bank, it's a unique pub crawl meets progressive dinner experience in downtown Bend in support of Neighbor Impact's mission to support people and strengthen communities. For more information, a list of participating restaurants, and to purchase tickets, visit neighborimpact.org/foodiecrawl. Mountain View High School presents The Wizard of Oz Youth Edition through Sunday. Join Dorothy, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion as they journey through the magical land of Oz, facing challenges and making new friends along the way. Featuring a talented cast of student performers and lively choreography, this production is sure to be a memorable theater experience. More information at mycentraloregon.com. The Sun River Fire Department, the Sun River Owner Association, and the Central Oregon Fire Prevention Co-op is inviting you to the Wildfire Preparedness Fair. There's going to be wildfire prevention education, tips from experts, planning for evacuations, goodies, and a lot of other stuff. It's open to all community members and will be held at Shark in Sun River on Tuesday from 1 to 3. And there's more information on this at sunriversdor.gov. Meanwhile, Bend Fire and Rescue, in partnership with the Central Oregon Fire Prevention Co-op, will host a Wildfire Preparedness Fair on Wednesday from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Central Oregon Community College at the gym there. The fair is free to attend and will feature giveaways, presentations, and tables throughout the evening with important safety information on topics. Again, that's Wednesday, 5 to 8 at COCC. Discover new art, woodworks, jewelry, textiles, glassware, and more at the Spring Art Show and Sale at the Redmond High School Commons on Saturday, May 3rd and Sunday, May 4th. Find one-of-a-kind treasures and try your luck at the raffle with prizes donated by some of the best artists in Central Oregon. Come see artworks by professional artists, artisans, hobbyists, and high school art students. Something for everyone at this one. Admission is free, and all raffle proceeds go directly to Dry Canyon Arts Jumpstart Art Initiative, which provides art education to all Redmond Elementary School children. DryCanyonArts.org has more information for you. The 2025 Kids Curate exhibit at the High Desert Museum, curated by fourth graders from Lapine Elementary, focuses on the diverse perspectives of fire as an agricultural tool to a community threat to a natural process, and opens on Saturday, May 3rd. Come enjoy the students' artworks based on what they learned over months of special in-class visits as well as field trips to the museum. There's more to fire than meets the eye, and there's more information at highdesertmuseum.org/events. Natural History Pub presents How Sisters is Protecting Central Oregon's Dark Skies on Monday, May 5th at McMinimum's Old St. Francis School. Increasing light pollution emanating from developed areas threatens the health of nocturnal wildlife and humans, but one community is taking the lead in protecting our dark skies, and that's the City of Sisters. In the last year and a half, Sisters has passed an outdoor lighting ordinance and established itself as a dark sky international community. In this presentation, hear from community leaders spearheading Sisters dark sky conservation and what we can do to support their efforts. Learn more at highdesertmuseum.org/events. Have you heard of School of Ranch? I've been seeing a lot from them. School of Ranch is presenting Unlocking the Language of Horses, Being Heard and Horse Speak on Tuesday, May 6th at Stir Up Purpose in Bend. In this interactive workshop, you're going to gain a deeper understanding of horse behavior and communication through the lens of Lucinda Baker's Being Heard program and Horse Speak. Whether you're new to horsemanship or looking to refine your skills, this session will offer valuable insights into the world of equine connection. There's more information at schoolofranch.net. On Wednesday, May 7th, the Bend Farmers Market kicks off its 2025 season in Brook Street Alley, just off Drake Park in downtown Bend. The Bend Farmers Market is a true farmers market dedicated to supporting the viability of local farmers, ranchers, and fruit producers who offer fresh local produce, protein, and farm products to the people of Central Oregon. The market runs every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. through October 8th, and there's more information at bendfarmersmarket.com. Join Street Dog Hero for their monthly adoption event and meet their adoptable pups on Friday, May 9th at Street Dog Hero in Bend. They'll be hosting a free dog food bank as well. And there's more information at streetdoghero.org. Golfers of all skill levels being invited to register for Oregon State University Cascade's third annual golf putting tournament on Friday, May 16th at Eagle Crest Resort in Redmond. This event is open to community members of all ages, and proceeds from the event will support the OSU Cascade Student Emergency Fund. The fund assists students experiencing unexpected financial hardship that interferes with their academic progress, helping them stay on track to complete their degree. If you want to register or learn more, just go to the website. It's beav.es/putting tournament. Discover the first that shaped Crook County on Wednesday, May 14th at the Bowman Museum in Prineville with the return of the May at the Museum Lecture Series featuring engaging discussions on Crook County's rich history. Now, this year's theme is going to be the first of Crook County. It highlights the Trailblazers, historic events, not the basketball team, Trailblazers, historic events and milestones that help shape our community. There's more information at crookcountyhistorycenter.org. That's going to do it for this week. You want more events or you want to catch up on some of the stuff I've been talking about, just go to mycentraloregon.com, and I'll see you here again next week for Inside Central Oregon.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.